Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Ellie MacArthur, Henry Walker, and Eliza Lee. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Kingston local author Jamal Saeed has released his new book, Princess Nai and Other Stories. Saeed spent 12 years as a prisoner of conscience in Syria before settling here in Kingston. The collection of stories in this new release come from all chapters of his life.
Well, actually, I wrote these stories in different stages in my life. I started writing stories when I was in prison. I was a prisoner of conscience, as you know. And I collect these stories for a long time and choose some of them. 8 stories were written in prison, and some of them were written, 2 in Canada, and the others after I was released.
Blending memory and imagination, Saeed's stories explore the endurance of love, justice, and beauty, even behind bars.
The difference between my stories could be seen. In prison, I imagined a lot. I didn't write about the prison. I write about the people outside of the prison as I imagined them. Out of prison, I wrote about prison and bad things. But at the time I had, the experience was, I had enough distance of that experience to judge it. And the good thing in Canada, I'm free to write whatever I want. Nobody is going to arrest me. The Lake Ontario was very, very important element in my and my writing and in the healing me, it's a great character. And beside it, I find a lot of characters.
To hear my full conversation with Jamal Saeed and the stories behind Princess Nai and other stories, you can tune in live this Friday at 11 a.m. for Kingston Currents or check out CFRC's podcast network or news page. In an update directly from the city of Kingston with the holiday on Monday, here's what's open and closed around town. There will be no garbage, green bin, or recycling collection on Monday, October 13th. Collection will take place the following day for the rest of the week. You can sign up for collection reminders by phone, push notification or email, or download the free Kingston Waste app for Apple and Android. The Kingston Area Recycling Center Depot will be closed, and the administrative building is now closed permanently as of September 30th. Kingston Transit will run on a Sunday schedule on Monday, with one exception. Express Route 601 and 602 will be replaced by Route 60. Kingston Access Services will operate with limited service. Trip reservations are open from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m., and riders can call 613-542-2512 for more information. Administrative offices, including housing and social services on Montreal Street and provincial offenses, will be closed on Monday. Utilities Kingston and Kingston Hydro will also be closed, but customers can call the 24-hour emergency line at 613-546-1181 for issues such as gas leaks, power outages, or water main breaks. Recreation facilities including the Invista Center, Artillery Park, Rideau Heights, Kingston East Community Center, and Culligan Water Park will all be closed. At the waterfront, the Confederation Basin Marina office will be closed, while fueling stations remain open at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor, though the office there will also be closed. The Kingston Grand Theatre box office will be closed Monday, and the Pump House Museum will be closed on Saturday. Once again, those are your closures this upcoming long weekend, and for full details, you can visit cityofkingston.ca. In another message directly from the City of Kingston, city set to welcome Queen's University Homecoming guests. Please celebrate responsibly and safely. Queen's University Homecoming is on October 17th to 19th, and the City of Kingston is excited to welcome alumni back. While reminding the Queen's community of the University District Safety Initiative in effect October 17th to November 2nd. As students and guests prepare to enjoy homecoming activities across campus and throughout Kingston, here's what you need to know to stay safe and have a great time. Check out events happening at Queens and around Kingston. Several venues, both on and off Queens campus, will host events throughout the weekend. Explore the full schedule of alumni reunion dinners, open houses, and more on the Queens University website. The University District Safety Initiative will be active from 9 p.m. on October 17th until 6 a.m. on November 2nd. Kyle Compo, Director of Licensing and Enforcement of the City of Kingston, states, quote, "The UDSI program has been very successful over the years in helping students and alumni feel welcome and valued as members of the community, while also ensuring that everyone celebrates in a safe and responsible manner. As always, we encourage students and guests to avoid high-risk behaviors and reckless partying that could result in fines or put unnecessary strain on emergency vehicles, and to be respectful towards each other and their neighbors," end quote. While the UDSI is in effect, bylaw officers and police will have an increased presence in the university district, and individuals who commit an identified offense under the nuisance party bylaw could be issued a Part 1 court summons or an administrative monetary penalty. The AMP process means penalties under the nuisance party and noise bylaws can be issued and resolved directly through the city. Penalties include: host, conduct, or sponsor a nuisance party, $2,000. Fail to comply with an order to leave premises, $500. Use a closed highway, $500. Noise bylaw offenses, various, $100 to $200. And fail to comply with signs, parks, $200. As part of the UDSI, Gord Edgar Downey Pier and Breakwater Park Beach will be closed to the public nightly from 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. on October 17th to October 19th, October 24th to October 26th, and October 31st to November 2nd. The decision to close the park during these times is to ensure the safety of community members in the university district, as large unsanctioned gatherings in this area pose a major safety risk, particularly at night. Road construction and parking restrictions. With road construction taking place on multiple streets in the university district, the city reminds students past and present to avoid construction sites and large street parties that may block other roads. Jesse Bell will have your full traffic report later in this episode. Once again, that was a message directly from the city of Kingston about Queen's Homecoming coming up this month. Kingston is celebrating World Migratory Bird Day this Saturday, October 11th, with events for bird lovers of all ages. The city is partnering with Kingston Field Naturalists, Little Forests, and the Thousand Islands Master Gardeners to mark the occasion, and will also be announcing the new official city bird, chosen by residents through a public vote. Morning workshops will teach how to plant bird-friendly hedgerows, followed by the Kingston Fall Birding Festival from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at Doug Fleur Park, featuring a guided bird-watching walk along the Cataraqui River. Admission is free and binoculars will be provided. The city says this is part of its goal to become a certified bird-friendly city in 2025, creating safe and welcoming spaces for Kingston's feathered residents. More information is available on the City of Kingston's website and at birdday.ca. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up, we have a special campus news segment with CFRC's Dinah Jansen.
Thank you so much, Chris. Coming up in this segment, we are chatting with Nan Ma, law class of 27, who is currently running uncontested for the position of Vice President Finance and Services for the Society of Graduate and Professional Students at Queen's University. Welcome to CFRC's Today in YGK, Nan.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
Thank you so much, Nan, for joining us. I wonder if you can tell us about yourself and what position you're running for.
Of course. My name is Nan. I'm currently a 2L student at the Queen's Faculty of Law. I'm running for the Vice President of Finance and Services position for the remainder of this term.
Thank you very much. And why are you running for this position?
So I'm running for office because I feel like it's really important to have someone filling this role. The position has been vacant since the resignation of the previously elected official. And since then, Katie, our elected official from the last term, has been graciously filling the role and keeping the lights on, but her time with us is coming to an end soon. The VP of Finance and Services is responsible for managing fees, creating a budget, overseeing the distribution of financial aid, coordinating SGPS services such as the health and dental benefits plan. And these are all essential services that members really depend on. And it's my main objective to ensure that they remain operational and accessible.
And what are the key pillars of your platform?
Yeah, the key pillars of my platform are reliability and efficiency. I aim to review and process applications, budgets, and requests in a fair and timely way. I want to ensure that people and organizations can access necessary funds as quickly as possible and that our finances stay clear and balanced. I'm not here to make any grand promises for change, but I can ensure that I'll be a responsible VP who is responsive and dependable.
Thank you very much. And now, how can people learn more about you and also vote in the upcoming SGPS elections?
Of course. So if you have any questions for me, please shoot me an email at 17nm61@queensu.ca. Voting will be open from 12:01 a.m. this Thursday, October 9th, and close on Friday at 11:59 p.m. Ballots will be sent directly to SGPS members through Simply Voting.
Thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we've just been chatting with Nan Ma, Law Class of 27, about her candidacy for the position of Vice President, Finance and Services for the SGPS at Queen's University. Graduate and professional students will receive ballots through Simply Voting in their Queen's email boxes, and voting days are October 9th and 10th. For more information about the candidate and SGPS elections, visit sgps.org. Thanks for listening, and now over to Henry Walker with more on campus news.
Hello, this is Henry Walker with CFRC's Campus Beat, bringing you Queen's Campus News. October 4th marked the National Day of Action for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit People. It's a day to honor those lost to gender-based violence and colonial violence, and to stand with families and communities calling for change. On campus, University Avenue was lined with empty red dresses, part of an art installation inspired by Métis artist Jamie Black's Redress Project. The dresses represent the lives of Indigenous women, girls, and 2SLGBTQIA+ people who are no longer with us due to violence that's deeply connected to colonialism and systemic racism. The display was organized with support from Indigenous students and community members at Queen's. Organizers are encouraging people to engage with the calls for justice from the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit People, and reflect on what meaningful allyship can look like in everyday life. The dresses themselves were donated by YGK Thrift. Over 200 people came together on campus this past weekend to mark 2 years since attacks in Israel on October 7th, 2023. The vigil held in Grant Hall was organized by several student and community organizations and created space to reflect on the event. A community walk also preceded the vigil. Queen's Homecoming is set to return later this month, and with it, the City of Kingston will be reinstating the University District Safety Initiative on October 17th. The USDI brings in extra bylaw enforcement and potential fines for unsanctioned gatherings in the university district during high traffic weekends like Homecoming and St. Patrick's Day. Both Queens and the City of Kingston are encouraging students and visitors to celebrate responsibly and to keep in mind the impact of large gatherings on surrounding neighborhoods. Also, later this month, Queens will mark the 10th anniversary of Dr. Arthur B. MacDonald's Nobel Prize in Physics, awarded in 2015 for his role in research that showed neutrinos have mass. The discovery was a major moment in modern physics and helped position Canada and Queen's University as leaders in the field. The university is hosting a public event called Decoding the Cosmos on October 17th at the Isabel Bader Center. The event also highlights a new federal investment in the MacDonald Institute, supporting ongoing research into some of the biggest questions in particle physics. The program begins at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. Admission is free with registration. I'd also like to wish our very own CFRC 101.9 FM a very happy belated birthday, as 102 years and one day ago on October 7th, 1922, CFRC had its very first broadcast. I've been Henry, bringing you the Campus Beat, Queen's Campus News on CFRC 101.9, Queen's Campus Radio.
This week in YGK Sports, the Queens women's volleyball team triumphed with back-to-back wins in a weekend-long tournament at the Arc. The Gaels beat University of Manitoba 3-1 and McGill 3-0 before defeating University of Guelph in a 5-set game on the final day of competition. The team's head coach, Shanice Marcel, explained that as the games were exhibition matches, the tournament was a good opportunity to test different lineups and give athletes playtime ahead of the regular season. Marcel also highlighted the composure the team brought to each game in the three-day-long competition.
Really big kudos to our team. They did a good job of managing three very different teams that we faced this weekend, managing three very difficult battles. Every match felt really close, and we stayed really calm and composed through all three of them.
For Gaels outside Claire Carter, the tournament was also a chance to build trust within the team, which includes five rookies going into the regular season.
All these teams put up like really good fights against us, so we're able to kind of like feel what it's like to be under that pressure with one another. So going into this match, like we knew that Guelph was going to put up a fight, and we play them in regular season, so we couldn't really like mess around this game. So I think we're just super intentional. Even though like it ended up going to five sets, we still like pushed to the last point. So.
In other varsity news, men's lacrosse fell to Trent Excalibur on September 30th in a 5-9 game. Queens men's and women's soccer teams both faced off against the Excalibur on September 28th. Men's soccer faced a tough 3-1 loss, while the women's team secured a 1-0 win. Turning to sailing news, that's the sound of celebration at the final ceremony of Sail Canada's 2025 Senior Championship, hosted by Cork Sail Kingston. The event, which included races in the ILCA 6 and 7 classes throughout the weekend, was part of a series of 8 Sail Canada National and Regional Championships taking place this summer. Victoria Cody, hailing from British Columbia, took home gold in the ILCA 6 class, and Ryan Anderson from Nova Scotia claimed gold in ILCA 7. This was CFRC's YGK Sports Minute. See you next week.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. We begin with Monday, October 6th, another unseasonably warm day to start off October, daytime high of 24, dropping down to 14 overnight. It will be sunny and beautiful all day. Tuesday, October 7th, we do have rain in the forecast, a 90% chance of precipitation, daytime high of 21, dropping down to 14 overnight. It looks like that Tuesday rain will cool things off a bit, as Wednesday, October 8th, we have a high of just 14, dropping down to 6 overnight with a 50% chance of precipitation. Thursday, October 9th, we're going to see the coolest day of the autumn thus far, with a daytime high of just 12, dropping down to a chilly 3 degrees overnight. Friday, October 10th, we are going to see a daytime high of 15 and sunny conditions. Saturday, October 11th, we're going to bump things up just a little bit to a daytime high of 17, dropping down to 8 overnight. And then rounding out the Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday, October 12th, we will see another unseasonably warm day, albeit with a high of 18 and a mix of sun and cloud. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson is closed. Albert Street, Princess 2 Mac is closed. Berry Street, Court to Bagot will be closed October 7th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to accommodate a crane lift. Berry Street, Queen to Colborne will be closed. Earl Street, Collingwood to Toronto will be closed. Johnson Street at Victoria is closed until October 24th for sewer separation and road rehabilitation. Lincoln Drive at Bay Ridge is closed until October 10th for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Montreal Street at John Counter is closed October 7th to 9th from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. each night to accommodate paving operations. Ontario Street, Brock to Clarence is closed October 14th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. to accommodate the removal of planters on Ontario Street. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, is closed until October 24th for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Tivoli Avenue, Midland to Sierra, is closed until October 17th for the installation of new services. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson, will be closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Here are some other closures and delays to be aware of. Bay Ridge Drive, Milford to Henderson will see delays with the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Catarocway Woods Drive, Centennial to Gardner's, expect delays for the construction of a multi-use pathway. John Marks Avenue and Innovation Drive expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to start work on John Marks Avenue, Innovation Drive, and Discovery Avenue. Lancaster Drive, Limestone to Jasper, expect delays while a contractor completes construction of new sidewalk and road improvements. Montreal Street at John Counter, expect delays for upgrades to the intersection. Trudell Road development to Danbury, expect delays while a contractor completes road and sidewalk improvements. And Victoria Street and Earl Street, expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main, sidewalks, and road.
What's up? I'm Ellie MacArthur, a CFRC intern from the Queen's Department of History, and it's time for a concerts and events calendar for October 6th to 12th. On Wednesday, open mic at the Cove Inn begins at 5 p.m., and Christopher Jackson is at the Creekside Bar from 6 p.m. onward. If you're down to catch the ferry, open mic at Hotel Wolf Island starts at 7:30 p.m., and another open mic takes place at Tir na n Og starting at 9. On Thursday, open mics continue with the country open mic at the RCHA starting at 7 p.m. And if you're looking for some Kingston local music, Jessica Wallowich is at the Coven starting at 5 p.m. Donnie Cooper plays at the Creekside Bar at 6 p.m. And Champagne Weather are at Hotel Wolf Island starting at 7. So catch this bluesy group on the island before it gets chilly. I don't know about you, but I feel like a woman. And on Friday, you can catch Shania Twink at the Broom Factory from 7:30 p.m. onward. Scott Owen is at the Creekside Bar from 6 p.m. onward on Friday, and Whiskey Smoke Country Duo is at the RCHA starting at 8 p.m. The Ripcords, Doghouse Rose, Sonic Souvenir, Slacking on Sundays play at the Mansion starting at 8 p.m., and Dr. Bombay plays at the Merchant starting at 10:30. Finally on Thursday, Purple Diamonds play Timeout Bar starting at 6 p.m. On Saturday, catch The Complete Unknowns at the RCHA starting at 8 p.m. and Nolan Hubbard at the Cove Inn starting at 5 p.m. Zach and Jimmy play at the Embassy Live Music Cafe starting at 7 p.m. and Selena Martin wows at the Hotel Wolf Island from 8:30 p.m. onward. Looking for a midday family event? Well, you're in luck. The Kate Wyatt Trio plays the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch starting at 3 p.m. Monac, Echoes, The New Hires, and Better Luck play at the Mansion starting at 8 p.m. The Rearrangers play Overtime Sports Bar starting at 8. And Catch the Piano Men, Billy Joel and Elton John tribute playing at the Spire starting at 7:30 p.m. Finally on Saturday, catch the Killdeers at Tir na n Og at 9 p.m. and Chris Ronald and Nathan Smith at Timeout Bar starting at 7:30. On Sunday, the Arrogant Worms play the Broom Factory at 2 p.m. Sarah James Scouten and Telenhard Frost are at Hotel. Are you into film music and soundtracks? Well, you're in luck. The music of Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and Rings of Power is in concert at the Kingston Grand Theater at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And following is the music of Hans Zimmer and others, a celebration of film music at the Kingston Grand starting at 8 p.m. DJ Postal plays The Merchant at 10 p.m., Neil Carter at Timeout Bar at 3 p.m., and finally, Open Mic begins at Timeout Bar at 7 p.m. Have an event you'd like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ellie. This is Christina Laurie coming back at you with your events calendar for this week. On Wednesday, the Art of Visiting continues in conversation with Chris Brown at Hotel Wolf Island beginning at 7 p.m. karaoke at Jersey Sports Bar starts at 7 p.m., and karaoke at the Mansion and Timeout Bar starts at 9 p.m. Drag bingo at Daft Brewing is a must, starting at 7 p.m., and even more karaoke at Tiernanog, also starting at 9 p.m. On Friday, Ontario Festival of Small Halls presents All Ages Irish Mithin at Newborough Community Hall at 7:30 p.m., and Walks of Life Open Mic takes place at Next Church at 7:30 p.m. Kick off the long weekend on Saturday at the Market of Wolf Island Commons, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The Ontario Festival of Small Halls presents Mia Kelly at Morton Community Hall at 7:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, both Family Halloween Silent Disco and Teen Halloween Dance Silent Disco takes place at the Quality Inn. The family event starts at 1 p.m., teens at 7. Later in the evening on Saturday, karaoke at Timeout Bar starts at 9 p.m. On Sunday, it's time to get thankful with Thanksgiving dinner and music by Eric and Megan at the Cove Inn at 5 p.m. If you have an event you'd like to add to our online and on-air event calendar, reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.